We want to remind everyone that they can join us most weeks back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Paula, the Tour de France started this week, and already riders are complaining about a new phenomenon that is causing accidents along the route. What is it?
Having no steroids.
It's a problem. They're not used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I have no idea. You want to give me a hint? You can give me a hint.
Imagine me showing you something and going, look, here I am about to get run over at the Tour de France.
Oh, people taking pictures.
People taking selfies.
Selfies.
So, you know, here comes what they call the peloton, all the massive riders, and people are jumping out in the road holding up their phones to take a selfie of themselves with the riders in the background.
Uh-huh.
Which is, you know, because if there's one guy you want to get in the way of, it's somebody traveling 30 miles an hour on a bike right after he injected gorilla blood into his butt.
Yeah, they started doing that at NASCAR races, but that didn't last.
No, that was a self-correcting problem.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, rather than fight the inevitable, because you can't stop the selfie wave, the Tour has embraced it. In addition to the yellow jersey for the leader and the green for the sprint leader, there's a blood-spattered shirt for the guy who takes out the most selfie takers. In fact,
so you get points for that.
Yeah, if they want to make the Tour finally interesting, just give all the riders polo mallets. So you get points for quantity and distance.
So it'll be like a little bit like a little bit of Grand Theft Auto, a little bit.
Little bit.
Tour de France.
Yeah.